What up, peeps? I am excited to talk to you about getting these goals accomplished, right? Are you an on-off person? You have on-off relationships with your own self, on-off relationship with working out, on-off relationships with posting. How do we actually make a commitment and do this so that it just becomes like brushing our teeth or taking a shower? So it's not so much of a struggle, so much of a thought. It just kind of gets ingrained into our life, so it's not such a struggle. Does the 21-day method really work? Let's get into it and see.
Are you a beauty professional who's a self-proclaimed artist and product junkie, yet lacks in the business and marketing aspect of your businesses? Each episode of All Things Naja, I'll deliver creative solutions for creative people, sharing with you fun tips and tricks and business basics to deliver the best to your business, to yourself, and to your customers. In essence, I want to help you run your business so your business isn't running you.
All right, so this is about setting goals, setting intentions, setting commitments, making commitments, truly changing, actually transforming, and accomplishing actual goals, right? Now is the time, and I want to share with you what I did and what has worked for me so that you see that this is not a theory. This has worked for me, countless of other people, and there's no reason why it won't work for you if you actually put your full self and your full commitment into it. So this is what it is. We want to accomplish something. We want to get more clients in this year. We want to do less clients and train someone else to do it. We want to do less clients and start teaching. We want to make our social medias more useful and be able to use that as a tool. We want to lose weight. We want to have more time for ourselves. We want to space out our clients. We want to work more. Whatever it is that you want to do, a lot of times, think about it, you're just keeping it as a want. You're just thinking about it. You're just wanting it. And you try it. You might go gung-ho. You know, you haven't kept track of your numbers or you haven't exercised for 3 years and now you're going to do it every day, 3 times a day. You know, you do that for a week or two or maybe 2 days and then you fall off. And then you get discouraged and then you're like, ah, forget it, right? Now, this has to do with that all or nothing thinking which most of us creative types have, right? It's all or nothing. It's hard for us to be in the maintenance lane, in the middle lane. But we're going to want to try to modify that so that we can actually achieve our goals. So here's the thing. What you want to do, and this is what I did, so this is what I'm suggesting to you, is that you will pick one major thing this year. Pick one major thing, right? A major thing would be something that you really are not good at. So you pick one major commitment. This way you set yourself up for success. What I used to do before is like, okay, I need to lose weight. I need to be better at my self-care. So that means I need to work out. I need to incorporate exercise into my schedule. I need to incorporate food prep and eating differently. That also includes grocery shopping. So it's, oh my God, there's so many steps, right? And then I want to start keeping track of my money. I want to save. I want to do all this, right? If you try to do all of that, you're probably not going to have success in any of them. But you can try all of them if one is your main focus. You know, one is your main focus. Main focus is to keep track of your numbers, keep track of your income. And you also need to lose weight. Okay, but the main thing, like you make a commitment that no ifs, ands, or buts will I let a day go by where I don't keep track of the money that came in and the money that goes out. Or not a day will go by where I am not mindful in what I'm eating and I don't run out of stuff and I grocery shop and I'm never like, oh, I just didn't have time, so I had to rush to go to this restaurant. It's just no ifs, ands, or buts, right? And when that butt does come and you fall off and you don't do it for a day, you get right back on it. Or when that butt does come and you don't do it for 3 or 4 days, you get right back on it. Or if you don't do it for a couple weeks, you want to look at this as a year-long chunk. I have a whole year to practice to get to the point where I succeed more than my mind. I succeed more than my tendencies, and I'm able to stay on track. So here's the three things that I would say would be kind of like what all of us usually need to work on, okay? So pick, I think it might even be more than three. So pick one of these things, right? Okay, now we're going to do a few things, personal and business, but each go hand in hand. Because once you're disciplined at one thing and you're able to stay consistent at one thing, then you're able to maintain that and then you can add something else on. So for instance, I started with keeping track of my money. Then I got that a little bit clear, and that gave me actual emotional stability. That is the thing that got me over the hump to really start to try to really focus on my money and build it and grow it and get out of survival mode. Is because a mentor at that time said, you need to start making consistent money so it's not up and down, so that's consistent, and that will emotionally stabilize you. And I was like, whoa, because I was all over the place emotionally and in crazy toxic relationships with other people and with myself and all that. So when she said emotionally stabilize you, I was like, all right, fine, let me look into it. And it's worked. So that's what that took me about 2 years to really get going and make it like, okay, now this is like part of my life. Okay, then I added food on that, like grocery shopping, food prep, losing weight, and I would fall off that, and then I got that solidified for 2 years. So this is gonna be for the long haul journey. I'm not promising you any kind of get quick results. It doesn't work that way. We're humans and we need to chip away at things. So let's get into one of the things. These are just my suggestions of what you can pick, but you might know and might be able to modify this. But just pick one thing for this entire year, right? Whatever date you listen to this on, let's write it down now. I'm going to commit on this, and this is going to be my main focus. This is how big businesses work. Their big focus is on the new product launch. Okay, the next year, the big focus is on creating a new product. The big focus is on selling the new product. It's like there's always a year type of focus, right? So that's what you want to do for yourself and your business. And many of us, hey, listen to this. You are your business. You might have a storefront. You might be selling stuff online. You might be going to people's homes, but you, the person, you, the service provider, you are the business. So incorporating self-care and making sure you look good and feel good is working on your business. That's what you need to understand. And many of us with the people-pleasing mindset and the codependency will think, you know, oh, I got to push myself to the side to serve others. If you don't care for yourself first, this will not be a long-term career. And if it is, it will be full of resentment and not fun. And I work with a lot of people like that. I've been doing it for 30 years and haven't put themselves first ever and are doing stuff at prices they don't want to do. And now they're miserable and they're in a terrible relationship with their business and their clients. And that's just based on not having help or proper mentorship. And that is something that is lacking in this industry. And I was fortunate enough to have really amazing mentors. And this is why I do what I do, to be able to give back and make myself available for the people that I'm right for. So let's get into what we can pick this year. Here are some ideas, but I want to hear from you. I want to hear, hold yourself accountable, say it to me so I can check in with you in 3 months, or if you see me in passing, or you can send me a message, be like, fell off, but I'm getting back on. Anything. You need someone and some system to track. Okay, so let's get into this. You're making one major commitment so you can set yourself up for success. You can have food, paying bills, getting out of debt, all of that on a list, but number one top priority, so you get overwhelmed, you always go back to shore. Base camp is always, I'm going to do this, okay? So here's some suggestions. One could be that you work on your social media, which is marketing. It's a free marketing tool. So what will you commit to? I'm gonna post once a day. I'm gonna post, you can't just say post more or work on social media. That's too abstract. You gotta break it down. I'm going to post once a day. I'm going to post more. I'm going to be consistent that every day this year, I'm going to post once a week. I'm going to post once a day. I'm going to post once every other day. I'm going to post every day of the week but the weekends. Whatever it is, set that intention right now, okay? So that's something for marketing and business. Another thing is that you can commit to, that can be your main theme for this year, is keeping track of your money, managing your money, meaning you can track your income and track your outgo. And it's best to do it right at the time, right at the purchase. Don't let 1 minute go by where you don't step out of line, or write it in a notebook, write it in, you know, on an app, whatever you do. All right. Another one is, it could be self-care focus. Once a week, I'm going to get a massage. Once a month, every month, I'm going to get a massage. Right now, if you have the money, you can go buy some kind of special and say, I want to get, you know, a massage every month. You pay for it up front, or you ask for that for a gift. So then you, you know, ask for a gift for yourself, and then someone is paying for it, but you already have them, the 12 sessions paid, and you already have them booked, something like that. Or you commit to always having your nails done, or always being a representative of the beauty business. Even if you don't want the long nails, even if you think, oh, I don't like to do my nails because I'm doing esthetician work, my nails can't be done. Okay, then they can be short. They can be clear. They can be buffed. They can be buffed and shiny. They can be with clear polish on them. They can be with cuticle oil. Whatever it is, you should look at all times, 24/7, the next 365 days of the year, like you represent the beauty business. Even if my hair is disheveled, I don't look good, I don't feel good, my pajamas still matching. Pajamas still looking nice. Pajamas still good quality. So I look like I have some kind of fashion sense, some kind of sense that I represent the beauty industry. That could be your commitment. That was my commitment many, many years ago when I was really wanting to feel better about myself and getting into my self-care and body. Now, if you want to do something with food prep or losing weight or working out or doing yoga or exercising or meditating, do that. I'm going to do 10 minutes of stretching every day. I'm going to do 10 minutes of stretching Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'm going to meditate for 5 minutes every single day. One of these things need to be your biggest commitment. I'm going to work on my timing. But working on your timing, that's too broad of a statement. You need to actually say, right now it takes an hour and a half. I want to get to an hour and 15 minutes. And how will you? You need to break down the structure of your service and then see where can you cut some time and what you can you work on. So I would love to hear from you. Please email me, najazone@gmail.com, or you can send me a direct message on Instagram. That's old school, right? Direct message. You can send me a DM on Instagram, the_naja. Make a commitment. Solidify it with me so that you hold yourself accountable, right? And then the second part of this is that you're going to want to be able to track this somehow. How will you track when you're on, when you're off? There are trackers, you know, app trackers that you can keep for calculating your money. I have an app tracker for staying abstinent off of sugar. So I look at it every day. It's like, okay, it's 56 days. Okay, it's 72 days. Okay, it's 4 days. Okay, I got to restart. But do something like that. It could be that kind of digital tracker. So back in the day, I used to use just a large form calendar, and I would put like a line through each day, you know, or color coded, or gold stars, like I got a star, a smiley face, you know, something like that, just to say, okay, there's been 3 days I didn't do it. I didn't even feel good. Let me get back on. Oh my God, I can't even be 1 day without doing this. Why not? And then maybe you'll need to get help. You can utilize me as a coach. Why don't you pay for a coaching series with me, or sessions, or ask that for a gift? And you get a session with me every month, and every month you check in like, okay, let's look, this month you did 2 days off and all the rest you accomplished it, or this month you only were able to accomplish it 2 days. What's going on? You need help. You need accountability. You can find a friend. When I was losing weight, I would call my friend. Her name was Margo. It'd be Margo Mondays. I call her every Monday, be like, okay, I lost 2 pounds and I lost 5 pounds, you know, just someone to kind of check in with. So, whether you can do that on your own, whether you can do that with a friend, whether you can do that with me, an actual coach, or all three might need to be combined if you really can't stick with anything. But whatever it is, invest in yourself, right? Invest in yourself. It's about $2,400 right now at the current price. If you wanted to have a session with me every month, once a month, you meet with me for an hour and get yourself on set, you get yourself on track. You don't think you're worth that? So getting a one-on-one with me, helping me to help you stay accountable, or also checking into the perfectionism class, because if you're not able to accomplish your goals and stick with something for more than 5 to 10 days, usually that means that you have some issues with perfectionism. My problem before used to be, like, I would create all these systems. I would create really, you know, elegant Virgo-esque systems for tracking my money, for going grocery shopping, for when I need to do this, when I need to do that. And then I wouldn't be able to implement it. I wouldn't be able to maintain it. I wouldn't even be able to start it. I could only come up with a system But then because I wasn't actually forced, you know, oh, someone is expecting you here at work at 9 a.m. to record this podcast, or I wasn't someone else kind of in the short term looked like they weren't counting on me. But there are people, you know, not showing up. So being your own boss is the hardest thing, right? You're not required to show up at 10 and do what you said you were going to do. So how will you get that done? You know, many of us aren't consistent. Many of us lack maintenance. We're great at starting things, right? We start a project and then we like, oh, get another creative idea and start something. But it's this implementation and maintenance, you know, and keeping up. So if you're a person that doesn't keep up with your contacts, you're like, oh, I know, I'm so bad, I'm sorry I didn't call you. You don't keep up with your networking. You don't keep up with your marketing. You don't keep up and stay consistent with your social media. You don't keep up keeping track of your numbers. You don't keep up feeding yourself. You know, you go grocery shopping, then you fall off and go to the restaurant anyway. So if you're a person like that, I'm like that. Lots of people that I talk to are like that. Lots of people in the beauty industry and the arts and creatives are like that. So don't think you're alone. Don't fall into like, oh, I'm the worst. Because then that's where we go. We get melodramatic. We're like, oh, I'm the worst. I'm the worst. It's like, now you're just being dramatic. I'm like that too. And so is this other person. So how about we just change? How about we mature and grow into adults and actually change? So these are some ways that you can actually do it and accomplish your goals. So I want to hear from you. Don't be quiet. There's a way you can record a voice message to me on this app here. If you're listening to me on Spotify, if you're listening on another platform, you can reach out to me, NajaZone@gmail.com or the_Naja. I would love to hear from you. I want to hear your goals and I want to help and support you so you get them done this year. Stay on track. If you fall off, get right back on. Just get right back on. Just get right back on. You're training yourself. You're training yourself for the Olympics of your life this year. And that is what's worked for me. So chip away at it and you'll be a better person 1 year from now. Ciao, peeps.